800 prop wagers yesterday afternoon. One of the most popular? Will there be a safety or will the game go into overtime? Get 9-1 on each of those. It's NHL All-Star Weekend. The game's best will be in Toronto for the annual exhibition. What does this mean to the Golden Knights? Not much. Jack Eichel's the only All-Star from Vegas but won't participate due to injury. VGK resumes regular season play next Tuesday against Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Minute continues on an accident in Henderson on 95 southbound Lake Mead Parkway exit ramp. You won't notice it actually on the freeway, but the exit ramp there, single car there, about to be towed off to the right. It rolled into the rocks there on southbound 95 Lake Mead Parkway's off ramp. On the surface streets, east side accident at Sahara and Sand Hill. One on the west side at Rancho and Torrey Pines. Another good chance of rain in the valley today. Should clear tomorrow, but rain is expected on Sunday as well. Today's high is near 60 degrees this afternoon, 45 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks swirling down the street, people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
All right, for this hour, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Congressman Mike Waltz. You've seen him on the Fox News Channel a bunch. He is a combat decorated veteran. He's a member of Congress from Florida 6, and we talked about the border security bill, you know, that everybody's talking about, that the Senate is approved and they're sending it over to the House. And I asked him very quickly, where do we stand on the border security bill?
Well, look, this is one of the things that mainstream media just keeps ignoring. We already have a border security bill. We passed it 9 months ago out of the House. It was our second bill that we passed as soon as we took the majority, H.R. 2. That would put a lot of the policies that Trump had as executive orders would put them into law, would put Remain in Mexico back in place, that would make asylum claims an actual real thing, that would do a number of things to restore security at our border. That's been sitting at Schumer's feet for 9 months. Now they want to kind of engineer some new deal. They've been promising us tax for 2 months. Now, supposedly, we're hearing it over the weekend. I think it's no coincidence that suddenly this text is emerging out of Schumer's office just as we're moving to impeach DHS Secretary Mayorkas. So we'll see what comes of it. They've been promising it for months, and they could have just, if they didn't like our border bill, then let's sit down and negotiate. But instead, they let another 3 million people come across our border.
Let me just ask you, will you support the border security bill, or is it really dead on arrival for you too?
I voted for HR 2. I mean, it has to be that, period. Oh, by the way, E-Verify was in there as well. So, look, I don't know. There's all kinds of rumors. If the rumors are true, about 5,000 a day, do the math times 365, then absolutely not.
As for Alejandro Mayorkas, the embattled Secretary of DHS, will you vote to impeach on the floor?
Oh, absolutely. Should have been done a year ago. Unlike the Democrats, we don't just throw impeachment around. We had a series of hearings. We let him repeatedly lie under oath, not just to the committee, but on national television and in front of the American people that the border was secure, that they were following the law. They are clearly not. And just to remind everyone, you have to be under verified political persecution. We have literally millions of people just walking up to the border. They don't even try to evade them.
Again, Congressman Mike Waltz joining us from Florida's 6th Congressional District. I mentioned that I saw him on Fox earlier this week after the testimony of Christopher Wray. And I must tell you, it stopped me in my tracks watching Christopher Wray talk about the possibility of a Chinese cyber threat. It's just flat out scary. Can you talk a little bit about what the head of the FBI was talking about?
Yeah, this is what folks need to understand. I mean, so it's two things. One, the scale of this cyber tsunami that is hitting us right now from Chinese hackers, both government and kind of sponsored private criminals. If the FBI put every analyst it had towards the problem, stripped them of every other country, we would still be outnumbered 50-1. So, I mean, my question to Ray is stop going after parents and Catholics and put everything you got towards this issue. But two, typically the hacking has been to steal our technology, to steal company secrets, or even to spy on things. This is the difference with what he just testified. They put malware in our ports, in our energy grid, in our pipelines, even in our rail yards and elsewhere, that are akin to putting time bombs in there. That if this malware gets activated, it will take these systems out. I think we should look at it no differently than the Chinese Communist Party putting a cruise missile into our ports or into our rail yards. We discovered unexploded, and the FBI discovered unexploded bombs. For lack of a better analogy, that could have no other purpose than for China to use in any type of conflict. But do I trust this administration to respond? They'll send John Kerry back over there and say, you know, please stop building coal-fired power plants. But it is incredibly serious. China is preparing for war with the United States. Chairman Xi, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, is openly talking about replacing us as a global leader, the decline of America, the decline of democracy, to be replaced with their socialist techno-surveillance state that not only they want to have in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, that they want to take global. And so don't take it from me as some type of hawk or what have you. That's what he is saying, and they're putting the pieces in place to do it. And I think if you get another 5 years of Joe Biden, they're going to move.
There you have it. Good guy and a decorated war hero, Michael Waltz. He's a member of Congress now in Florida 6. And We might see him here in town between now and caucus day, which is coming up next Thursday. We've got the primary on Tuesday. Don't worry about it. Vote none of the above. And then we've got the caucus on Thursday. So there's going to be a lot going on. That's going to just about do it today and for this week. We will get you ready for Super Bowl 58. It is Super Bowl week in Las Vegas. We'll have it all for you next Monday, beginning at 6:05. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Have a great weekend, okay? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Have a great weekend.
A New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern, full of vitamins and minerals. Or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. We cater.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here you are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Is mom responsible? Are illegal immigrants responsible? Next level fake news, and how much for a Super Bowl ticket? It's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, very interesting legal moment here. There was a mass murder at a school in Michigan in 2021. A 15-year-old killed four of his fellow students with a handgun. He was sentenced to life without parole plus 24 years. But his mom is now on trial for her potential role. Four charges of involuntary manslaughter. She says it was her husband who bought her son the gun one day when she was out shopping. She says that her husband and her haven't talked since they were arrested 4 days after the shooting back in 2021. She said she was having an affair at the time, but that did not affect her parenting. The claim is that she was grossly negligent in getting a gun for her son and for failing to get him the proper mental health treatment despite warning signs. She says that's all in her husband, and I didn't even know he had any mental health problems. Very interesting. How much and to what extent should parents be responsible for their kids' mass murder sprees? Speaking of responsibility, a bill passed Congress. It says that if you're an illegal alien and you drive drunk, you're automatically eligible for deportation and permanently inadmissible. The bill passed. 59 Democrats joined the Republicans, but 150 Democrats voted against the bill. Another bill would deport illegal immigrants if they commit Social Security fraud, and 155 Democrats voted against that one. I've said this for years now, and it's getting real now. Get ready for artificial intelligence to really screw with elections. A few weeks ago, there was that fake robocall using Joe Biden's voice. Well, in Slovakia, they have their election coming up, and a piece of audio came out where one of the top candidates was talking about how he rigged the election. Turns out it was fake. But there's no question this is going to be done here in America, and it will be very convincing. And it could go both ways. Someone will make something that's fake, and the candidate will deny it, or something really embarrassing will happen, and the candidate will say, oh, no, that didn't happen. That was a fake. That was a deep fake. That was artificial intelligence. The big game coming up on Sunday. I don't think I'm legally allowed to say the trademark name of the superb basin that's coming up. The average ticket price. What do you think? $9,800. 70% more expensive than last year. Just to get in the door, the lowest price ticket, $8,200. The quarterback for the 49ers could like barely afford that. His salary, $870,000 this year. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, Mark Zuckerberg apologized to American families whose children have been injured by Facebook and other social media. He did that on Wednesday. Now, that would pretty much be every parent in this country. Zuckerberg and other high-tech moguls surely understand the addictive power of the net, as well as how easy it is for sick villains to exploit children. And because we live in a free society, much of the harmful cyberspace stuff is not illegal. Responsible parents can regulate social media, but many adults are tech addicts themselves and fail to pay attention. Authorities can't force them to protect their own children. But new laws should be considered. For example, no devices should be allowed in public school classrooms unless they are official computers needed for study. A kid flashes a device, it's confiscated until a parent picks it up. About a new federal cyber agency that can directly fine companies that allow illegal activities on their sites. That would require a cyber police agency, but it's absolutely essential. And finally, it is now more difficult than ever to be a kid. Overwhelming danger is a finger click away. We've got to do something. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got John Sato, Hicksville, New York. O'Reilly, you say Governor Abbott doesn't comply, he could be jailed. Ducko for Governor Newsom and all the others who have set up sanctuary states and cities. If there was a Supreme Court ruling about the sanctuary cities and states, yes, but there hasn't been. There's no lawsuits that have reached the court. The Supreme Court just doesn't issue. They have to hear a case. So you get to file the suit, and they have to take it. Paul Butko, Sarasota, Florida. I believe even if Mayorkas were to be impeached, the budget, the border, would remain open. Yeah, probably. I mean, Biden's not going to do anything. He'll tell you he is, but not going to do anything to the border. I mean, I think you're right. Andrew, concierge. Remember, Andrew gets direct access to me. Bill, thank you for the update on public disorder across the country. In New York City, where is the public outrage over what is happening to police officers? Not visible. Not visible. No public outrage, no demonstrations. Local TV media, they do 8 minutes on weather. They don't really care. New York Post is outraged. That in this area, that's really the only media vehicle that covers this kind of stuff. But I haven't seen any public outrage. Tony Christler, Kirkland, Washington, a dear friend of mine, is going to vote for Joe Biden because of the abortion issue. She's otherwise conservative and Catholic. It's her choice. If she wants to do that, she's an American, she can do it. I don't get involved with people's voting choices. I will say to them, you vote for Biden again, you're going to suffer and your family. The man is in the beginning stages of dementia. But and 4 years ago, I told my liberal friends they were going to suffer, and they are suffering. But people are people. They do what they want. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-6767. 7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not no. 154 years ago today, the 13th Amendment was officially added to the U.S. Constitution. For the first time in our history, it was illegal to own, buy, or sell slaves. Here is the story. Before the American Revolution, the bondage of Africans was permitted in all 13 colonies. After independence, the Union became bitterly divided between free and slave states. The Civil War began in April 1861. On New Year's Day, 1863, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. The order only applied to Confederate states in rebellion against the federal government. It did not liberate blacks living in Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. After the war, Congress moved to eliminate slavery for good. Unlike an executive order, legislation, or court decision, only a constitutional amendment would do that. Supporters included free blacks, abolitionists, Republicans, and many Christian churches. Opponents, Southern Democrats, and racists who believed Africans were a subhuman species. Well, the 13th Amendment was passed by Congress before the Southern states had been restored to the Union. The bill was approved in the Senate, then the House, by a vote of 119 to 56. The amendment, voted on by all the states, was formally ratified in February 1870. The bill is composed of just 32 words, quote, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction." And here's something else you might not know. It would take another two amendments to the Constitution to completely eradicate slavery. 14th Amendment grants full citizenship and equal protection to all black Americans, including former slaves. The 15th Amendment states the right to vote cannot be denied because of race or color. Back after this. Want to simplify your business finances across expenses, payments, and accounting? Check out Ramp, a corporate card and financial software suite designed to help you save time and put money in your pocket. Ramp's accounting software automatically collects receipts and then categorizes expenses in real time, so you will save time each month on employee expenses, allowing you to close your books in days, not weeks. Ramp is easy to use. Get started, issue virtual and physical cards, and start making payments in less than 15 minutes. And it doesn't matter whether you have 5 employees or 5,000. Get $250 when you join Ramp. Go to ramp.com/no spin. Ramp.com/no spin. RAMP.com/no spin. Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank. Members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.